It's another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
34-22, sends Zareski pass over the top of the zone to Wells. Comes to the right block. Cut off there by Sestak and gives it off to Kolakowski. Drives into the paint. Leaner from six off the glass and in. And now 12 points for Kolakowski.
Tonight, it's the girls' semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament in Wood River as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Wood River Eagles and Centurions take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. And Mestel brings it right down the middle of the basketball court. Top of the key, picks her dribble up, fires it to Therenbaum. Ball fake, dribbles in where there's a triple team. Over to Colling. Whitney for three. Good! Whitney, Colling.
Kearney Catholic and Centura are on course for a rematch of last year's final. Tonight, the Eagles and Jays will try for the upset. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Udalai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Once again from Wood River High School, continuing coverage of the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, getting ready for the girls' semifinals. Now, the Luplat is one of the conference tournaments that alternates. The girls go one night, the boys go the next, and then the next year they'll flip them. And that's what the case is here this year. The boys played last night. Two great games. Kearney Catholic held off Gibbon, and Adams Central pulled away from Loup City. Tonight, Kearney Catholic, and everybody knows it, they are the overwhelming favorite. I don't know that there's ever been more of an overwhelming favorite in the conference tournament for boys or girls than what Kearney Catholic is this year. As Coach Darren Parlett of Wood River told us the other night, he goes, everybody else from 2 through 10 has beaten somebody else either that they shouldn't have, or there's been an upset in there. So we'll see if anybody can give Kearney Catholic a run here tonight. Centura will take on Ravenna in our next game. They have split two games this year. The last, Ravenna won at home in overtime just a week ago. So a little revenge on the mind of Centura, and Centura is the defending tournament champion. Also tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the boys' semifinals from the Viero Event Center in the Fort Kearney Conference. Overton getting ready to play Wilcox Hildreth. That'll be followed by Axtell and Elm Creek. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and, as always, on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney Catholic will actually, because they're playing Wood River, they're going to wear the visiting uniforms here this evening, but that doesn't change the numbers. Number 11 is a 5'6 senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, a 5'5 sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1 senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1 senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda. Kearney Catholic is ranked second and third in the two states' newspapers in Class C1. They're 17-2 with those two losses to Class B Seward and to number one Pierce. Now for the Lady Eagles, number 10, 5'3", junior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12, 5'6", junior, Alexis Burkhardt. Number 22, 5'7", senior, Connor Fisher. Number 44, 5'9", senior, Kelly Bossert. And number 50, 5'9", senior, Kaylee Gill. Head coach of the Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. Wood River is 8-11 on the season. They defeated Adams Central 58-34 Tuesday, which may have been their best game of the year. Kearney Catholic defeated Ord 69-21. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The first of tonight's two games in Ravenna will be next. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip between Kearney Catholic and Wood River right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
It is the Todd Rosno crew doing our officiating tonight here for the girls' semifinals of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. We're glad you're along with us. We'll also keep you up to date on what's going on at the Fort Kearney Conference Boys on ESPN 1460. The Twin Valley girls are going on at Hastings Adams Central tonight. Deschler playing Kennesaw, Blue Hill taking on Silver Lake. All of those tournaments have four games with consolations and championships tomorrow. It'll be Wood River going from right to left. Kelly Bossert will jump it up against Bailey Sokolowski of Kearney Catholic going from left to right. And the ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. Set play into the corner. A three-pointer on the way for Theron Baum. No good. Sokolowski with the putback. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Kelsey Baugh. So Kearney Catholic could not convert on their opening series of the ball game as Wood River gets down the floor. Gets a quick shot up by Alexis Burkhardt. It's no good. And Theron Baum will bring down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. So wasted no time getting this ball game underway as Theron Baum powers it into the lane. Scoop shot no good. She hits the deck. A little slow to get up. And again, Kelsey Baugh gets out of there with a rebound. They're going to run with Kearney Catholic, it looks like. Down a low block. They'll get it in to Gill. Back out on the wing on a skip pass over to Connor Fisher. Fisher holds the ball, skips it against that Kearney Catholic extended 2-3 zone. Inside Bossert, turnaround jumper, off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Gill, it's no good. Sokolowski might have got a hand on it, and Megan Anderson will get the rebound. So each team has missed somebody inside, and Kearney Catholic a minute in, scoreless with Wood River. Anderson, dribble penetrate, back out to Theron Baum, and they're going to call her for the travel. So we've played just a minute. We've been up and down the floor three times already, and the Eagles will get it in. Now here's where they have to be careful, because Kearney Catholic will put pressure on. They love to put pressure on after the made basket. Inbounds pass comes to Alexis Burkhardt. She'll go to the middle of the floor to Connor Fisher. Knocked out of her hands by Sokolowski. Stars make the steal to Mestel. Mestel to the trailer. Prasoski, she'll grab it, she'll shoot the layup and score. Prasoski and Theron Baum were running side by side. Could have went to either one of them. Mestel has been sick for a week. She's getting her first playing time here. Did practice yesterday, but probably won't see as much playing time tonight as usual. Three-pointer. Burkhardt is up and in, and Wood River has a lead at 3-2. Three-point bucket for Alexis. And they're going to need everything they can get here tonight to hang with the Stars, but they seem to be coming out with some energy here on their home court. Very rare, obviously, that you're A, good enough, and B, able to win to get into that conference tournament on your home court. And the Stars turn it over. Theron Baum had that just slip right out of her hand and go about five rows deep into the crowd over here. Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie, a little different attire tonight. He's got the long sleeve shirt and tie on, usually always has the jacket pullover on. As Baugh drives and is blocked from behind by Sokolowski, we get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wood River, and they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Baugh all the way out top to Burkhardt, back to Kelsey in the corner. Try to dump it into Bossert. They do. Nice turnaround jumper between Baum and Sokolowski. It is good. Kelly Bossert makes it 5-2. Wood River with an early three-point lead here on their home court. Sokolowski up top. Kearney Catholic now has to pay a little more attention on their offensive set to Anderson, left wing. Megan gets it inside to Sokolowski. Tries to back down the defender. Kicks it out. Mestel. Michaela for the three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Bossert. Kelly with the outlet pass gets it to Baugh. Double team, so she'll give it back to Burkhardt. And across the timeline they'll come. There's Baugh. Jump ball fake. Now kicks it back out top. Another three. Burkhardt on the way. That one is not going to make contact and out of bounds. It goes. Into the ball game, Julia Rojas. Wood River only 11 girls suited tonight. Kearney Catholic suiting 14 this evening, or 13, I believe, this evening, as they're a little more healthy than what Wood River has and had the depth from the start of the year anyway. Anderson with the ball up top. They cut Prasoski through. Man-to-man defense being played here by Wood River as Theron Baum comes down the lane, forces it. The ball gets knocked out of her hands and out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic fans wanted a foul. Wood River fans wanted a walk, but they said the ball was kind of loose during that whole melee. So the Stars have it underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass in to Megan Anderson. Turnaround jumper draws the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. So Kearney Catholic going to try to power it inside all night long. And our first foul of the game goes on Kelly Bossert, her first. And she's going to have her work cut out for her. Even if it's a man-to-man, you've got 3-6-1 post players in there as Anderson hits the free throw. Wood River 5, Kearney Catholic 3, 4:46 to go here in the first quarter. And a second free throw. Anderson is up and it is in. Megan cuts it to a one-point game. Inbounds pass comes to Bossert, gets it right back over to Burkhardt. Long baseball pass down to Baugh. She's not the tallest gal on the floor, but she's able to knock it down and save the possession. Out to Burkhardt, fake the three, now drives, left-hand runner off the glass, won't go. And a rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Burkhardt has been hugely involved so far. Now Mestel coast to coast. Nobody gets in her way, and Michaela with a left-hand scoop. And Kearney Catholic regains the lead at 6-5. Wood River with a basketball across the timeline. Connor Fisher underneath. Bog out open and then swatted away from behind. Bailey Sokolowski got the block, but it goes right into the hands of Wood River. And Fisher's shot is no good. Rebound to Megan Anderson. Boss snuck behind the defense, and Sokolowski's height saved the layup. Anderson now down low, spins around Rojas, misses the short one. That's been the Achilles heel for Kearney Catholic, and now Baugh, long outlet pass, turns it over. Second turnover for Wood River, and a foul to go along with it. Well, this game has not lacked for pace, I'll tell you that. 6-5 Kearney Catholic, 3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Foul on Burkhardt is her first. Shayla Connor, Morgan Studi, Whitney Calling, all check in for Kearney Catholic. For the Eagles, Caitlin Herman will check in, so will Maddie Luer. And Coach Parlin has to keep an eye on that. He can sub when Kearney Catholic subs. Turnaround left-handed jumper by Theron Baum off the square and in. Theron with a quick drop step off the entry pass, and the Stars have now scored six in a row to go up 8-5. The the basketball. Herman back to Baugh across the timeline against Colling. Goes to the baseline, getting deep against those trees. Back out to Baugh. Fakes the three on Studi and takes the left-hand dribble over to the wing to Maddie Luer, right back to her. Good ball movement again. Wood River's got a good game plan early on here. And a bounce pass by Herman is deflected. A jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, and that'll be Wood River's third turnover. Tomorrow, the boys' consolation game, Gibbon Loup City at 2, then the girls' consolation at 4, boys' championship, Kearney Catholic Adams Central at 6, the girls' championship tomorrow night is at 8. Whitney Colling dribbling around, trying to get the play called out, picks her dribble up. Connor comes up top, takes the ball with a left-hand dribble, gives it to Studi, everything outside the arc. High post now, bounce pass to Sokolowski, give and go. Studi's covered out for Whitney Colling for the three, and she'll nail her first shot of the game. Whitney Colling knocks home the three-pointer, 11-5, Kearney Catholic. Quick outlet pass the other way, but nowhere for Herman to go. And then as she tries to get it out to Luer, a foul will be called on Morgan Studi going for the steal. That is the first foul of the game on Kearney Catholic. Kelsey Baugh checks out, and Alexis Burkhart checks in. Not going to be able to afford to let Baugh rest very much tonight. They're going to need her and Bossert on that floor as much as possible. Kelly has it. Nobody's on her. She'll shoot a three, and it is a little strong. And the rebound comes down to Shayla Connor. Connor pushes it up the floor with a left-hand dribble into the wing to Studi, back to the trailer, Sokolowski. Drives on Rojas, and then she is fouled on the shot and scoring. And the foul is going to be on the backside help of Caitlin Herman. Her first and the team's third. But after a nice 5-2 start there for Wood River, Kearney Catholic has dropped 11 straight. And it has come from all directions. Sokolowski, the sixth Kearney Catholic player to score already. And the free throw bounces off the front of the rim and in. And the Stars now lead it 14-5 on a 12-0 run. So Wood River now tries to find a way to get a bucket. Bossert crossed the timeline, gives it off to Burkhart. And again, just kind of shows you how good Kearney Catholic's been. Wood River's playing well, and they're down 9 as the ball's knocked out of bounds. Sometimes you just see the score, and you just go, oh, we must not be playing well. That's not the case. Wood River could have had a couple more shots fall for them. They just haven't. And they find themselves down 9 against the number 2 team in the state. High post, they get it to Bossert, turnaround jumper, it's a little strong, no good. Shayla Connor, between two white jerseys, is able to grab her second rebound, waits for the traffic to clear, and finds Whitney Colling. With a left-hand dribble, she'll bring it to the free throw line, keep going. The runner from 8 comes up short. Studi tried to save it, but ran out of real estate, out of bounds it goes. To Wood River, and here's Kelsey Baugh right back in there. 1:48 to go first quarter, Kearney Catholic 14, and Wood River 5. Eagle basketball against that 2-2-1 press, and trying to throw over the top of it. Shayla Connor with the interception, 2-on-3. Shayla has to kick it back out, calling to Studi. Sokolowski's going to take the three from the top of the key. It's off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic 1-of-4 from the outside early on. Wood River 1-of-3. Stars bring three of their starters back in Prasoski, Mestel, and Anderson. Connor and Colling will stay out there with a minute 32 to go in quarter number one. Wood River just 8-11. Very rare that you see, and they were the four seed, very rare that you see a losing record in the semifinals of the Loup Flat Conference Tournament. Maddie Luer sets up, blocked from behind. Prasoski says, no way. But Prasoski will be called for the foul, and at the line to shoot two will be Maddie Luer. So after getting 5 points, it's been about 5 minutes since Wood River has scored. And they'll try and get a couple here, and Luer will put it up and in. 14-6. Kearney Catholic on top by 8. And the second free throw up, and it is in. So Luer in off the bench, picks up a couple of points there from the free throw line. And back on the other side, Kearney Catholic with a shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel, and she'll be fouled. Michaela will go to the line and get a pair of free throws. Kearney Catholic has been pretty balanced as far as their scoring all season long. Mestel averages just under 11 points, second on the team to Theron Baum, who gets 12. Prasoski gets 9, Sokolowski 8.5. The foul was called on Maddie Luer, her first. fourth team foul on the Wood River Eagles. Free throw. Good. Second one good. So, Michaela Mestel hits them both. She's got four, 16-7. Kearney Catholic. Throw over the top. The ball goes through Ba's hands, and she knocks it back into the court of play, but it's right to Mestel. Lob pass down to Connor, and she's out of real estate. That pass was way long. And giving it right back will be the Stars. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. 16-7, just a minute to go here in quarter number one. Inbounds pass comes to Maddie Luhr. Dribbles a couple of times and then didn't want to keep the ball, traveled with it. So this pressure, Wood River wants to make sure they get it in the right person's hands a couple of times. And you can tell that it's caused a couple of turnovers. So Kearney Catholic to inbound it here at midcourt to Michaela Mestel. Mestel dribbling between the circles. Leaves it off for Colley on the left wing. Guarded out there in the man-to-man by Fisher to Connor. Bosser down on her. Really getting handsy. Now gets it down low to Anderson. Underneath Colley, somebody lost her. Whitney puts it up and in and a foul to go along with it. Colley was whooping for a long, long time. And finally, Megan Anderson got the assist, dished it to her. And the foul on Kelsey Baugh, her first. Fifth foul on Wood River. And Colley with 5.2 in the first quarter. Looks for another one. And the free throw is up and good. So Whitney Colley now with 6 points to lead the Stars off the bench. 19-7. Kearney Catholic a solid first quarter after a pretty slow start. Remember, we were 3 minutes in. Kearney Catholic only had 2 points. So 17 points in about 4 minutes worth of time. 40 seconds remain in the quarter. Kelsey Baugh gets free on the right side. Maddie Squires has checked in. Out on the wing, here's a three-pointer. Connor Fisher off the front of the rim, no good. Ball knocked out of the hand of Maddie Squires by Burkhart, and they'll say it's Wood River basketball. Eagles will dump it into the right-hand corner. Alexis Burkhart back around the perimeter, trying to find Kelsey Baugh. Has it on the left wing, skip pass back over to Burkhart. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's short again. And the rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic, Megan Anderson. Outlet pass to Mestel, wants to run. Leaves it off to Squires in the left wing with 15 seconds. Tries to get it back to Anderson, overthrows her. Kearney Catholic turnover, bottom to the other end. And Prasoski comes in and knocks it out of her hand right as they get to the hoop. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Wood River once again takes it out underneath their own hoop, looking for one more field goal before the end of the quarter. They'll get it to Burkhart on the right wing. Up top to Bossert. Back over to Baugh. Open three off the screen, and Kelsey cannot get it to go. Ball tipped out to Fisher, and her shot at the horn is no good. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. Wood River got up 5-2, but 17-2 run to Edit and Kearney Catholic 19. Wood River 7 here in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River, where the Eagles will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And it is 19-7 in favor of Kearney Catholic. As they'll get it down low, there's a nice turnaround jumper. Fisher can't finish, though. Ball bounces off the rim to Kaylee Gill. Gill is fouled on the putback. Fort Kearney Conference. At the end of one, Overton 14 and Wilcox Hildreth 13. And that's on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kaylee Gill puts the first free throw up. And it is in 19-8, Kearney Catholic. And the second free throw is up, and it is good as well. And we've had some pretty good free throw shooting so far. Wood River's 4-for-4, Kearney Catholic 6-for-6 as the Stars break the press to Anderson, kicks it out to Bestel for 3 and buries it. Michaela Bestel now with 7 points to lead the way for Kearney Catholic. We'll give you some other numbers here in just a moment as Wood River gets the ball across the timeline. Back out to the top of the circle, it'll be Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart to Baugh, swings it over to Fisher. Original 5 starters in there for Wood River. Bosser to the high post right side, steps through to Fisher. Back up top to Baugh, overload to the left side. Everybody's there for Wood River. They'll get it to Burkhart, holds it back to Baugh. 22-9, Kearney Catholic, and Baugh somehow saves the ball. Got tripped up, got it over to Bosser. Kelly drives to the free throw line, guarded by Baum. Good defense right now by Kearney Catholic. Finally, Burkhart gets open. She'll fire the 3. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Bosser. And that's her 3rd. So another opportunity here for Fisher. Drives the baseline and nowhere to go. Stars not letting Wood River inside and really pressuring the 3-point line. Although Gill got free. Sokolowski waits for it. Blocks the shot. Bailey with her 3rd block. And here comes Kearney Catholic. So a very patient Eagles offense, but just could not find a way to get the ball in the hoop. Brzoski with it at the top of the circle. First quarter turnovers, Kearney Catholic 4, Wood River 6. Rebounds, 9 for the Stars, 7 for the Eagles. Anderson gets it down low against Gill, kicks it out top to Sokolowski. One dribble to the free throw line, spins back to Mestel. Over on the wing to Brzoski. Allie tries the 3, it's no good. Kaylee Gill gets her 3rd rebound. Here of the ball game. Up the floor, ball gets away from Burkhart and out of bounds. So Wood River has decided they just have to push the pace here against this pressure and see if they can get some shots before the defense gets set for Kearney Catholic, because they know they don't match up. Again, earlier this year, Kearney Catholic had no problem with Wood River the first game after Christmas, 77-28. Sokolowski drives down the middle of the floor, and she'll take it in for the layup. 5 points now for Bailey. And it's 24-9, Kearney Catholic. In the backcourt, Burkhart. They dribble until they see pressure, then they stop, and then they're in the pressure. Bosser down to Rojas, got open, and good defense by Theron Baum. Shot no good. Megan Anderson with the board. Stars start to run again, but Wood River's back defensively. Baum has it deep in the right-hand corner, down to Sokolowski, who's open underneath, and draws the foul. She'll get 2 free throws, and the foul will be on Alexis Burkhart. That'll be her 2nd, and the team's 6th. So Kalowski, 1-of-1 at the line, has 5 points, a couple of rebounds, and already 3 block shots here this evening. And the first free throw is up and in. Second free throw now as we get some substitutions with Maddie Luer back in. On the way, and so Kalowski hits it. Kearney Catholic, 8-of-8 at the line in the early going. And it's 26-9. Stars playing almost flawlessly right now. Wood River will bring it across with Kelly Bossert. Bossert stands out between the circles and gives it off to Burkhart. Back to Bossert as she cuts towards the hoop. There's just nowhere to go. Burkhart tries. Brzoski blocks the shot. A lot of block shots already for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will bring it up. So Kalowski, long pass. It was not open. And they're going to say the ball was tipped. Kearney Catholic was headed the other way already, but they say it was tipped by Wood River to break for the Stars. So Mestel will take it out here at the end of the Wood River bench in the front court. Tries to lob it to Sokolowski. She's got basically the whole team on her, and they turn the ball over. Kelsey Baugh comes up with a loose basketball. Up ahead to Burkhart. Tries to dump it inside. Luer has it, and it's knocked away. There were too many open people that time for Wood River, and now Mestel coast to coast puts it up and in. A blocking foul going to be called on Kelsey Baugh. That was one where both players knew there was going to be contact. And the bucket counts for Michaela Mestel and Coach Darren Parlin. Not happy with that one. But again, that's one of those that his kid got back. Kelsey Baugh did what she was supposed to do, just didn't get the call that time. And Mestel may be feeling the effects of that collision. Second foul on Baugh. And the free throw by Mestel is good. And I'm wondering if she's checking out right here. Yeah. So we mentioned she'd been out sick for a week here, and she's not going to be in there for long stretches. Colling comes in, so Caitlin Herman will come in for Wood River and counter that. 29-9, Kearney Catholic up by 20 with 4:50 to go here in quarter number 2. Mestel was 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game already. to lead Kearney Catholic. Coming up in the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, update on the Fort Kearney Conference games that are currently airing on ESPN 1460, plus a preview of our next game, Centura and Ravenna. Losser, nice turnaround, jumper on the baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound by Maddie Luhr, and she'll be fouled. Wood River's actually finding a way to get in there and grab some offensive rebounds. And Luhr will go to the line where she made a couple back in the first quarter. Foul on Bailey Sokolowski, her first, and the fourth on Kearney Catholic. And the free throw is up and in for Maddie Luhr. Second free throw on the way, and it is in. They shoot just 61% as a team here from the free throw line, but they're shooting well here as Luhr hits them both, and Kearney Catholic gets it down to Theron Baum, working with the left hand, no good. Megan Anderson, the point blank putback, no good. Whitney Colling grabs a loose ball, kicks it into the corner for Theron Baum, and she is going to hit the three-pointer, and that forces a timeout by Wood River. With 4:08 to go here in the first half, it's Kearney Catholic 32, Wood River 11. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and an area concession stand near you.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back out of the timeout. It will be Wood River basketball trying to find a way to get some offense going. Got off to a good start. 5-2 they had the lead, but now down 32-11. Maddie Luhr gets it out to Caitlin Herman. Stars really extending their defense now to Bossert, so she'll attack and draw the foul. Kelly's going to go to the line and shoot a pair here for Wood River. Bossert got 2 points early in this basketball game, and that's been it. No, they're going to say not a shooting foul. All right, the foul called on Shayla Connor, her first, fifth team foul on the Stars. So they'll lob it all the way up top to Maddie Luhr, swing it over the right wing to Herman, back to Burkhardt on the right wing, and nowhere to get a shot. Tough just to get a shot. They're extending that zone defense out top, and then with all that height inside, it's got to be very close to a perfect pass, and Bossert gets tied up by Morgan Studi, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Wood River, 9 turnovers. Kearney Catholic has 5. Set the 5 on the floor for you for Kearney Catholic. Anderson, Connor, Studi, Sokolowski, and Colling. For the Eagles, Rojas is in there. You've got Maddie Luhr along with Baugh. And Kearney Catholic gets it down to Anderson, and she makes a nice spin move on Rojas. And Megan Anderson with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with a couple of free throws. Luhr with it. Also out there is Fisher and Herman for Wood River. Herman back over to Baugh on the right wing. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic, a 15-4 advantage here in the second quarter on Wood River, and they're up 34-11. Trying to find somewhere to get an open shot here. Quick ball movement. Coach Darren Parlin talking to his girls on the opposite side of the floor. Luhr with it. Problem for Wood River, not everybody, when they're open, is going to shoot it from outside. Baugh drives back to Luhr, one dribble, her pass nearly intercepted, but it's grabbed by Herman. Great defense here by Kearney Catholic, taking the pressure up a notch. Luhr swings it over the left wing, now an open three on the way, but it is too strong from Herman, and the rebound grabbed by Bailey Sokolowski. Wood River hit their first three, and now they've missed 6 in a row. As Studi's open the left-hand corner, gives it to the cutter, and that is Colling. Gets the ball knocked away. Stars grab it back. There's a nice pass to the cutter in Shayla Connor, and the assist is going to go to Morgan Studi. Wood River breaks the press this time. They're going to attack the baseline and then kick it back out. Most teams you can take it to the hoop against, but not the tall 6-1 front line of the Stars, and Wood River ends up turning it over. And at 36-11, just multiple substitutions continue to run in and out of the game here. Coach Rick Petrie able to go a little deeper down the bench and bring in Kayla Shundoff for the first time. And Colling will check out. Whitney, maybe the most underrated player on this ball club. Does an outstanding job handling the ball. Usually gets a tough defensive assignment. Mestel lobs it into the paint. Theron Baum, she's going to spin with the left hand and score again. She's got that move down. She's really gotten better at that. As the season has progressed, the Stars need it because in their two losses this year, horrendous shooting from the inside. Jumper in the right corner for the three. It's no good by Burkhart. Offensive rebound, though, for Bossert. Bossert kicks it out for another three to Fisher. No good. And this time, Mestel gets out of there with the Kearney Catholic rebound. Up the floor to Studi. Kicks it back out to Mestel. Michaela to the high post. Bounce pass baseline. Shundoff is open. She'll take a six-footer, and it rolls off the rim. No good. 1 minute to go in the half. And Kelsey Baugh has the Wood River rebound. 38-11, the Stars here in the semifinal. As Fisher drives the right side of the lane, draws some contact, didn't get a call. And the rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Gives it to Connor. And she's into the front court with 40 seconds to go in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Theron Baum, top of the circle, can't get the three away. Goes to Mestel in the paint. They clear it out for her. Turnaround jumper is no good. And the ball is tipped to Kelly Bossert from Alexis Burkhart. To Fisher. Fisher gets back and misses the layup. Contested, but didn't get it up over the rim. And Mestel with the rebound and a travel on Kearney Catholic. 20 seconds to go here before halftime. Prasoski re-enters the game. And Studi is going to check out. Wood River basketball. Again, Wood River winning Tuesday on one of their best performances, if not their best overall performance of the year. And they're hoping to get one win probably Saturday in the consolation game. As they turn the ball over, Mestel with the steal. Up ahead with 13 seconds to Shayla Connor. Gets it into the paint. There's Theron Baum. Dribbles it off of Kaylee Gill. Grabs it back out to Mestel with 6 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Prasoski from 26 feet. It's well short, and we are at halftime in the 2013 Blue Platte Conference Girls Semifinal. It is the top seed in second-ranked Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. No problem right now with the Wood River Lady Eagles leading at 38-11. And we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to Wood River. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn for allowing us to be here and bring you all of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. Had the boys' semifinals last night, tonight the girls, and of course 4 games set for tomorrow. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, 17-2 Kearney Catholic leading 8-11 Wood River by a score of 38-11. And we'll take a look at the first half numbers in just a little bit. Want to remind you that coming up next here on ESPN, or Carney, excuse me, on Classic Hits, it's going to be our second semifinal. The defending champion Centurions of Centura will take on Ravenna, second meeting of the year in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Ravenna fell to Centura, the Centurions winning it 47-36, but they played just last Friday, and at Ravenna, Ravenna shot a ton of free throws, especially in the second half, and was able to get the game into overtime and then beat Centura 48-42. So they will play the rubber match here tonight, and who knows, there could be plenty more basketball between some of these schools down the road. Of course, Kearney Catholic, C1, and everybody else is C2 here, at least in the girls' portion of the semifinals. And Kearney Catholic, we all know that their sub-district includes Minden. A lot of people believe that they were 1-2 at the beginning of the year. Maybe not so much now that Pierce has picked up a win. Shadron looks really good. But the Kearney Catholic girls are in with Minden, St. Paul, and Gibbon for their sub-district February 12th and 14th at Grand Island Northwest. And then in Class C2, the sub-district that these schools are in, Centura, Ravenna, Wood River, all in the same sub-district with Franklin and Southern Valley. And Southern Valley is probably the favorite out of that group, and they will play in Minden starting on February the 11th with the play-in game. And right now, that's going to be Franklin against one of these three Lou Platt Conference schools, it would appear. But we'll see how it all plays out. 12-7 Ravenna, 11-8 Centura in our second game here tonight. A reminder that next week we will be bringing you live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. We'll have every single game from 8:30 a.m. until the premier matchup between Oak Hill Academy and Omaha Central next Saturday night at 9. Games will be on ESPN Radio, The Breeze 94.5 FM, and the evening games here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Kearney Catholic boys have a 5:15 matchup with Grand Island Northwest. Here it's 38-11 in favor of the Lady Stars. We'll come back and look at the numbers right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers here in our girls' game. For Wood River, only 1 2-point field goal of the entire first half. We kept telling you how tough it was to get the ball inside against the 6-1 front line and to get any shot from the outside with that 2-3 zone. And that proves it out. 1 3-point bucket, and Alexis Burkhart hit that. 4 rebounds for Kelsey Baugh. Connor Fisher has a rebound. Maddie Luer, 4-for-4 at the line. She has 4 points, 1 rebound. Kelly Bosser, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Kaylee Gill, 2 points, 3 rebounds. 7 rebounds in each quarter. And if it hadn't been for the free throws, Wood River would really be in bad shape. 2-of-2 in the first quarter, 4-of-4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1-of-5 in the first quarter, 0-of-4 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first and 5 in the second. For the Wood River Eagles, they had 7 points in the first, 4 in the second at the half, 11 points, 14 rebounds, 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers. For the Lady Eagles, foul situation, Baugh and Burkhart each have 2. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The 3 L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And we are back to look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic. And we will start with Michaela Mestel. She leads the way with 10 points, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Allie Prasoski has 2 points and a blocked shot. Whitney Colling, 6 points and a rebound. Theron Baum has 7 points and 2 rebounds. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. And Megan Anderson, 4 points and 5 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 6 in the first and 3 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for the Stars, 4 in the first and 2 in the second. Nobody with more than one foul. 19 points in each quarter, and at the half, Kearney Catholic has 38 points, 16 rebounds, 9 of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 6 turnovers. It's Kearney Catholic 38, Wood River 11, the first of our two semifinals tonight in the Lou Platte Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at the half in the Boys Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Overton 31 and Wilcox-Hildreth 25. We'll be back with the second half in a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. As we get ready for the second half and the Wood River Lady Eagles, we'll get the basketball here to start the third quarter of play. Girls' consolation game is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The championship is the final game of the tournament tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Kelly Mossert on the entry pass tries to turn and get it down low. It's deflected to Kaylee Gill, and Gill is going to be fouled. Kearney Catholic was waiting for her to shoot. They tried to block it about three times while it was still in her hand. And Gill will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here for the Eagles. The foul called on Theron Baum, and that will be her second. And the free throw is up and good for Kaylee Gill. Obviously, Kelly Bossert leads the team in scoring. Then you go to Burkhart and Fisher, and the second free throw is up, and it is good. So free throw shooting was perfect in the first half for both teams, and Gill adds to it there. These girls are 17 for 17 at the line here in the ballgame so far. As Sokolowski dumps it down to Theron Baum, a little jump hook with the right hand that time. Won't fall. The rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. Gets it up to Kelsey Boss, surveys the defense, gets it over to Burkhart, pulls up from 12. The jump shot no good. Rebound brought down by Mestel. Michaela, faster than everybody this time, and she goes all the way in for the left-handed layup and now has a dozen points. Boy, it looked like it was one on three, and then Mestel just hit the turbo and went right by him. Burkhart to the high post to Bossert. They double her almost every chance. Fisher's open to the baseline, then dribbles into the pressure, skips it over for a three-pointer. That one is no good by Alexis, and the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. 1 minute into the second half, and Kearney Catholic has this one put away. It's 40-13. Down to Anderson, left hand, and another missed inside. Rebound brought down by Kelly Bossert, and this has to be a concern for Coach Rick Petrie. It doesn't matter what the score is. Kearney Catholic continues to miss shots inside 5 feet. Anderson hustles back to the other end and gets the steal. That'll be turnover number 12 for Wood River. Prasoski to the front court. Over to Mestel, thinking about the three, decides to get it down low to Anderson. She's double-teamed, might have been fouled. The ball gets knocked out of there. Good defense by Wood River. They'll get the steal. Don't have the numbers, so Fisher will slow it down and give it to Baugh. Toss it over to her on the right wing. Skip it back over the top of the zone here to Burkhart. Throwing right over the top of this zone here out of the guard area. Now they'll get it inside to Bossert. Back cut. Fisher never looked to shoot, though. They'll get it to Gill. Back in the corner to Fisher. To Baugh. Drop step, tries to go by Anderson, and Therenbaum just waits for her to shoot it, blocks it out of bounds. Well, one thing you can say about Wood River, they have not been intimidated. They are obviously the much shorter team out there. 5'3", 5'6", 5'7", and they're not afraid to take it at the hoop. As Anderson blocks the shot of Burkhart from the wing, and for Megan, that's her first block, but it's the sixth officially, or unofficially in my book, for Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum lobs it down low. There's Sokolowski. Another missed bunny, and out of bounds it goes to Wood River. And I think that's one of those things, and we talked about it with Coach Petrie earlier this year. Kearney Catholic didn't have to play anybody within 18 points. Then they lose to Seward and Pierce. And the Seward game wasn't within 18 either, but finally those things started to show up, like the misses inside. And the Stars still haven't corrected him. At least it's not showing that tonight. As the shot is off the iron, no good, punched out of bounds by the Stars. So Bada throwing it underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Ravenna, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duden, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns with you here as Baugh gets a look at a three and hit it. First bucket of the ball game for Kelsey Baugh. Second three of the game, and that makes it 40-16. So eight free throws, two threes, and only 1 2-point bucket still in the game for Wood River. Sokolowski holds the ball above her head, swings it left side, Mestel, dumps it down to Anderson, double team, so she'll kick it back out to Michaela, who buries the three. Nothing but net that time, and 15 of the ball game for Michaela Mestel, who has both of the Kearney Catholic buckets here in the third quarter. Stars were slow out of the gate in the first quarter and are again here. Mestel steals it, decides to take another three, and hits it. Nobody came down, and she used her dribble up, so she just chucked it up there. And now another steal by Sokolowski goes in for the running two-footer, no good. And the rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. Down to Gill. Gill got free underneath. She'll miss a short one. Fight for the loose ball, and Bossert and Baum tied up. And they hit the ground, help each other up. And the jump ball arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. 4:31 to go here, third quarter. It's all Kearney Catholic, 46-16 over Wood River. Stars bring Colling and Studi and Connor back in. Sokolowski and Therenbaum will stay in there for now. And the Stars have the ball at the top of the circle. Colling gives it to Sokolowski. Bailey lobs it into Theron. Theron turns with the left hand, and she's going to get fouled. And two free throws coming up. The foul going to be called on Connor Fisher. That's the first foul of the second half on the Eagles. Theron has not been to the line, had 7 points in the first quarter. And the first free throw for Baum is on the way, and it is good. 47-16. Rojas checks in for Wood River, so does Caitlin Herman. Baugh and Gill will check out. Second free throw now on the way, and there's our first miss of the entire game by either team. Rebound brought down by Bossert. That's her eighth board of the game, so she's holding up her end on the defensive and offensive boards as the Eagles working around the perimeter here. Throw it over the top to Herman. Almost lost the handle. Now Connor pops it away and makes the steal. So Wood River with four turnovers by my book here in the quarter. Up ahead to Colling. Wood River back defensively. Lob it down to Therenbaum. She got free, and she'll get the layup on the assist from Sokolowski. And a timeout will be called here by Wood River. They played a solid first quarter, but they just have not been able to find any offense to keep up with Kearney Catholic. 3:49 to go, third quarter. Stars 49, Wood River 16. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
3:49 left to go here in the basketball game's third quarter, and Wood River coming out of the timeout. I like what Darren Parlin telling these girls is just keep playing. Bossert free throw line jumper rattles in and out. They need a couple of those to go in. That's just not fair. That should have went. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski into the corner. Connor has her jumper blocked out there by Connor Fisher. It is recovered. The shot is up. It is no good. The rebound comes down to Rojas, and Wood River up the floor, and we've got a reach-in foul call here. Looks like on the Stars, Bailey Sokolowski trying to poke the ball out of there. That's her second foul. But there's still some games to play here for Wood River. And they've got winnable games. I think every game left on their schedule after tonight, winnable. Except maybe the Minden game, which they still have to play. But Central Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, whoever they play tomorrow. First round of sub-districts, well, anybody in sub-districts. Here's another foul by Kearney Catholic as Bossert takes the jumper from the free throw line, and now she will get to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul called on Whitney Colling, her first. 3:16 to go here in the third quarter, and the free throw by Bossert is no good, and that snaps the perfection for Wood River. They had made their first 8. Kearney Catholic had made their first 10 from the line. And checking out of the game is Alexis Burkhart. Checking back in will be Herman. Second free throw by Kelly Bossert is good. Just her third point of the ball game for the school's all-time leading scorer, and she's going to come out for a breather as well. So Rojas, Luer, Fisher, along with Herman and Baugh on the floor for Wood River. Kearney Catholic ball. Connor down on the low post. Contested jumper by Megan Anderson is no good. And then there's three people fighting for the loose ball. Two of them are Wood River Eagles. Jump ball, arrow will point the way of Wood River. Our second game tonight will pit Centura and Ravenna. A boys score. Overton was up at half over Wilcox Hildreth, 31-25. That's currently airing on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50, and Maddie Luer on a loose ball is going to get fouled. Maddie Squires has come in for Kearney Catholic. That might be where the foul is. That'll be the first on Maddie. Squires, just a freshman, a couple of freshmen, Courtney Shendoff and Maddie Squires on the roster. Messfarger has been out for most of the year with a concussion-like symptoms. As the ball knocked away, Colling, can she control it? Yes, she can. Whitney Colling steals it, runs it down to the front court, gives it off to Squires. Into the corner they go to Connor Fisher. Up top, three-pointer is on the way by Connor. It bounces around, and it is in. 5 points now for Shayla Connor, and as if Kearney Catholic needed it, they're 3-for-3 in the third quarter beyond the arc. 52-17, ball knocked away again. Stars outlet pass to Studi. Baugh got back defensively to Connor. Connor's going to take an 18-footer, and that one's good, too. Back-to-back buckets by Shayla Connor, and she now has 7 points here in the ball game. 2 minutes to go in quarter number three. 54-17, Kearney Catholic. For a while, it didn't look like it was going to be as bad as the first meeting, but Stars are playing very relaxed out there, and Maddie Luer is going to be fouled out top. Wood River trying to survive this one. The foul called on Whitney, calling her second. And checking into the ball game for Wood River will be Alexis Burkhart. And coming out, Caitlin Herman. 1:53 to go here in the third quarter. Eagles will inbound it between the circles. Alexis Burkhart to Baugh, try to get it down to Rojas. The pass a little wide and out of bounds. And now Wood River is starting to turn it over a little more than they were earlier. And just got to refocus. That's why Coach Parlin took the time out earlier this quarter, saying, let's just keep playing basketball. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Squires into the corner to Studi. Morgan gets it to the cutter. There's Connor again in the lane. She pulls up from eight, three in a row for Shayla Connor. And it is 56-17. Megan Anderson, a reach-in foul as they try to go up top to Maddie Luer. Megan reached over the top, commits her first personal foul. Sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. And we still have a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Prasoski in and Studi out for Kearney Catholic. And the inbounds pass comes to midcourt to Fisher. Her pass back to Baugh is behind her and out of bounds. Eight turnovers in the quarter now for Wood River. So Wood River has the 4 o'clock game tomorrow. Kearney Catholic, the championship at 8. As Colling tries, kicks it back out to Connor. Just Colling again, trying to post up Anderson. She's well covered. Rosowski dribbles the basketball at the top of the circle. Squires cuts, but she's covered there by Luer, so they keep it outside. The ball deflected away. The steal is made. Kearney Catholic's second turnover of the quarter. Fisher needs some help, finds the trailer Rojas, and Wood River turns it over. That was nobody followed Connor Fisher down the floor, and she was almost out of bounds. And when she made the pass to Rojas, she was out of bounds. And so Wood River turns it over after making a steal at the other end. Under a minute to go now here in the third quarter. Prasoski over to Maddie Squires on the right wing. Couple dribbles, spin move, wants the shot. The left-handed one-hander is off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Luer, her second. Long pass down the floor to Fisher. Back to the trailer. That is Baugh for the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound yanked down by Squires. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Colley now pushes it up the floor. Three on two, and the ball takes a funny hop. She gets it back to Connor in the left-hand corner. That time it doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Anderson, and she is fouled. That one went right over Maddie Luer, who had position, but it just bounced right over her head, and Luer will get her second foul. Second foul of the half, and Megan Anderson goes to the line, has 4 points, and is 2 of 2 at the line. 18 seconds remain here in the quarter, and the free throw is up, and it is good for Anderson. Second free throw on the way, and it is no good. The ball is punched out of bounds, and they'll say it is off of Kearney Catholic, and it'll belong to Wood River. Overton, after being up just 6 at halftime, opens it up in the third quarter against Wilcox-Hildreth at the Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinal. We'll give you that in a minute as Luer gets it down to Rojas. Ball fake, didn't take the shot, needs some help. She's in trouble, throws it out front. Run down by Fisher, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Baugh, the three-pointer off the mark, and that is the end of three quarters of play. Kearney Catholic 57 and Wood River 17. Overton 60, Wilcox-Hildreth 34 after three in the boys' Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River. Thanks to Jerry Dunn and the crew here. As Kearney Catholic will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, take it down, shot no good. Kelly Bossert will pull down the rebound, and it will be Kearney Catholic ball now as they steal it in the front court. Mestel to the trailer, Theron Baum, short jumper up and in, and Theron now has 12 points in the basketball game. We'll give you some other numbers here in just a moment, but Kearney Catholic, 8 turnovers to Wood River's 21, a big number. 3 by Burkhart. It sticks on the back iron, no good. Theron Baum will pull down her fourth rebound for Kearney Catholic. Outlet to Prasoski. 5 starters are in there for a moment for Kearney Catholic. Throw it over the top to Mestel. Bounce pass to Theron Baum. It didn't bounce very well. And a tie-up. The arrow will point the way of Wood River. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel now has 18 points. Shayla Connor hit 3 straight buckets for 7 in that quarter. She has 9 in the game. Kearney Catholic able to put up a boatload of points in that second or in that third quarter. As Alexis Burkhart will hit the jumper at the other end. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just the second 2-point bucket of the game for Wood River. It's been over 16 minutes since they hit a 2-point bucket. 59-19, Prasoski, a very long 3. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Fisher. Outlet pass to Baugh, driving Burkhart now. Left baseline, puts it up, won't go. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. And then it's stolen away, and a breakaway layup that is up, and it is in for Wood River's Alexis Burkhart. And it's the first transition bucket of the ball game for Wood River, 59-21. Kearney Catholic, another 3. Mestel up and in, 21 now for Michaela, 62-21. The first meeting between these teams, 77-28. And this game at the end of 1 was 19-7. Right-hand corner, Fisher. Up top to Baugh. Back over to Fisher. Into the zone. Skip it back up for Burkhart. Dribbles around Theron Baum. Leaves it off in the corner for Bossert. Throws it all the way back over the top to Fisher. She'll try the three-pointer and hit it. Connor Fisher with her first bucket of the evening. And that will give Wood River 7 points in just over 2 minutes. They haven't scored more than 7 points in a quarter. So they come out still playing hard here in the fourth. Mestel. Entry pass to the post. Nothing there for Sokolowski. Kicks it back out to Michaela. They try it again. Clear the lane. She'll try that little two-step hook, and she is taken to the ground. And a foul, hard foul on the play. It's going to be on Bossert. And for Kelly, that will be her second. Only the third foul and a half on Wood River. Sokolowski, 7 points all in the first half. And the free throw is up and in for Bailey. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. And now it looks like it's time to clear the bench for Coach Rick Petrie for a couple of reasons. Obviously, they have this one well in hand, and they do have to play again tomorrow in the championship game. Second free throw for Sokolowski, and it is good. So Bailey hits them both. She'll finish the game with 9 points, 64-24. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And we'll give you the kids that are in there. Most of them have already been in there for the Stars. Calling and Studi up top. Wood River, though, with the ball. Caitlin Herman works it around. Here's Fisher for 3. That one is going to go off the backboard and off over the back of the backboard and out of bounds. Off the rim, and a kick right over the back of the backboard. Wood River is 3 of 15 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic, according to my numbers, is 7 of 13, 4 of 5 in the second half beyond the arc. Also in there now for Kearney Catholic, there's Kayla Shundoff, Maddie Squires, and then Connor Studi and Calling. And Connor drives the left baseline, takes it to the hoop, but before she can get a shot away, a hand check foul going to be called here on Wood River. Fourth foul on the team, the second on Connor Fisher. Rojas checks in, and Gill will check out for the Eagles. 5 minutes to go here in the ball game, and it is Kearney Catholic winning it 64-24. Inbounds pass to Shundoff, knocked away, but goes to Connor. Kearney Catholic will get into their offense here. With it on the left wing is Shayla. Shayla, guarded by Fisher, drives the baseline, gets right underneath the hoop, kicks it into the corner for Studi for 3. It's on the way, and it is good. First bucket for Morgan Studi, and now Kearney Catholic can't miss from the outside. 67-24. There's Bossert open in the paint, takes the 10-footer. It came up short, though. That's the most open look she's had. Probably wasn't expecting not to get bumped in there. The rebound to Morgan Studi. Studi up the floor, stops the top of the key, and there's nobody to pass it to. She took that extra step. The 11th turnover of the game for Kearney Catholic. Caitlin Herman stays. Is she going to stay in there? Let's see. They're going to take Baugh and Bossert out. And so you've got Herman, Burkhart, Rojas, Luer, and Fisher now on the floor for Wood River. Don't forget, still got another game to come your way tonight between Centura and Ravenna. Scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. There's a nice drive underneath the Rojas. Her shot won't go because she is fouled by Shayla Connor. Good penetration and dish there by Alexis Burkhart. And Rojas will go to the line to shoot two free throws, looking for her first point here of the game. And the free throw is too strong. Kearney Catholic subs in more now. Here's Elena Bach. Here's Courtney Shundoff. And Brooke Muesch. Of course, Butler and Smith injured earlier this year for Kearney Catholic. Depth was not really a problem for Coach Petrie. He had plenty of bodies. Second free throw, Rojas, no good. And Maddie Squires grabs her second rebound of the ball game, gives it off to Bach. Midway through the fourth quarter here, 67-24, Kearney Catholic cruising as expected. Get it into Squires. Out top to Shundoff. Right-hand corner to Bach. There's two Shundoffs in there, Courtney and Kayla. And this one is Kayla. She'll drive to the hoop, spin it up off the rim. It won't go, but you heard the whistle. She'll get a chance to go to the free throw line. That was a nice move by Kayla Shundoff, the 5'8 junior. Foul was called on Rojas, her first. And the free throw on the way, and no good for Shundoff. Of course, with all the big wins for Kearney Catholic this year, they have had plenty of opportunities to get most of their kids in the game. Second free throw, no good. A scrum for the loose ball. Rojas has it. I think they're going to call Squires here for a foul as they were battling for that loose basketball. And for Maddie, that'll be her second personal foul. And Wood River will be at the line the rest of the night. 3:48 remaining. 67-24, Kearney Catholic. It was 19-7 after one, but 38-11 at half. As Rojas puts the free throw up, and it is in. Kearney Catholic has scored 19 points in each of the first three quarters, exactly 19. Second free throw now for Rojas. On the way, and it's in. So Julia hits them both, and that'll make it 67-26 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Down the floor they come. Here's a jump in the left-hand corner. Won't go that time for Brooke Muesch. The ball knocked out of bounds, but we've got a foul. It looks like this one is going to be on Wood River. Connor Fisher with her third, and at the line will be Elena Bach. And Bach, a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and good. So the free throw shooting to this point has been outstanding as Gill comes in and Rojas will check out. Second free throw now for Mestel with 3:40 remaining. Or Bach, excuse me, not Mestel. Elena Bach up and hits them both. So that makes it 69-26 Stars. Bah into the front court, long pass to Burkhart, back to Kelsey, tries the right side to Fisher. Connor skips it back over to Alexis, fakes the 3-1, dribble back over to Fisher. She's open, ball fake, goes around Muesch, takes it to the right side of the lane, off the glass and in. Connor Fisher with her second bucket here of the quarter. 69-28 as Shundoff takes the outlet pass, makes a nice crossover move there with the ball. Down low to Bach, it gets knocked out of her hands by Gill, loose in the lane. The Stars will turn it over, trying to go coast-to-coast as Burkhart can't get there. Stops, tries to get it underneath to Baugh. The ball deflected out of bounds by Brooke Muesch. Ravenna and Centura waiting patiently, and we've got a timeout on the floor here by Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, or a high school concession stand near you like Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Just a quick little 30-second timeout there by Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie to talk to his young ladies on the inbounds. Bob's going to take a three here for Wood River. It's no good. Gill got the offensive board. Second chance opportunity. Burkhart skips it back over to Fisher, throwing over the top of the zone. Connor for three. It's good. And a timeout called here by Wood River because they want to get some more players in. It's not even really to talk about much. It's a 30-second timeout with 2:46 to go here in the game. We'll take it with them. 69-31, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Playing out the string here in our first Lou Platt Conference Girls semifinal game. Kearney Catholic has it. Maddie Squires all the way down. Goes right, goes left. Shot no good. Offensive rebound shunned off. She puts it up, and it will not go. Rojas rebounds to Kayla Shundoff, miss it across the timeline. Come the Eagles. 69-31. Kearney Catholic and Wood River have scored 14 points here in the fourth quarter. Eight of them by Connor Fisher. In the game for Wood River is Jessica Rauert. Also in there is Alyssa Brown. Also in there, besides Jessica Rauert and Brown, as the shot is on the way for three, no good. And out of bounds. Off the miss by Caitlin Herman. Who else we missing out there? Rojas stayed in, and Maddie Luer stayed in. So I guess we got the two. Only 11 suited up tonight for Wood River. 2 minutes to go. The Eagles will go to 8-12. Kearney Catholic will go to 18-2. Caitlin Herman dribbling out around the top. Elena Bach on her, needs some help, and he hits a bounce pass over to Rauert. Jessica. Knocked away, shunned off, goes out of bounds, stays with the Eagles. Final score in the boys' Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. Big second half for Overton as they thump Wilcox-Hildreth 76-42. That was a six-point game at the half. Here, Maddie Squires steps to the passing lane, gets the steal, up the floor, Elena Bach, skips it over to shunned off, attacks the baseline right side, makes a beautiful pass into the corner to a sister, Courtney, whose shot is no good. The ball's loose on the floor. Somehow it ends up in Squire's hands, and she's fouled on the shot. I'm going to give credit to Kayla Shundoff for the rebound. She kind of, while she was on the floor, just pushed it along like a broom and got it to Squires. And Maddie will go to the line to shoot two, looking for her first point. Herman with her second foul. At this point of the game, though, that really doesn't mean anything as Squires puts the free throw up, and it is in. 70-31, Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Squires hits them both, and it is 71-31. Back up to a 40-point margin here. And Wood River has it with a minute 20 to go. Bisco Sports postgame show coming up, and then it's Centura Ravenna in our second semifinal, tipping off at 8 o'clock. Luer gets it at the high post. One dribble into the paint. Goes to the baseline. Rauert tries to wrap it around to Rojas. And Shundoff will punch it away. So the Eagles will have it underneath their own hoop with 1:10 remaining. And it's into Rojas. Trying to rotate it around here for a three-point look. And the three-pointer is going to be blocked and taken away by Maddie Squires. Up the floor to Bach. On the wing to Shundoff, that's Courtney. She comes into the paint, puts it up off the glass, and scores. Gets a couple high fives on the way back down the floor. The freshman Courtney Shundoff in the scoring book. And a foul, Kearney Catholic trying to get a steal at the other end on Kayla Shundoff. And some free throws now coming up for Wood River. And it'll be Maddie Luer to the line. She was 4 of 4 in the first half, and that's her point total. She'll get a 1-1 here. And the free throw is good. 5 points for Matty Lure. 73-32. Second free throw on the way. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Courtney Shundoff. 45 seconds remaining. Matty Squires up the floor. Long pass to Buesch. Got open. Takes the 9-footer. Bounces off the rim. No good. Squires gets another offensive board. Tries to kick it out to Kayla Shundoff and throws it into the Kearney Catholic bench. Kearney Catholic has 13 turnovers, but five of them have been in this quarter. 30 seconds remain. Wood River looking for one more bucket here. They've got it to Alyssa Brown. Brown to Rauer. To Lure. Back over to Brown. Alyssa gets it into the hands of Herman with 15 seconds to go. Double team the ball down into the corner to Rauert. And the freshman Rauert throws it back up top. We're down to 9 seconds. Brown has it. Just trying to get some kind of a shot here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a desperation three at the horn is no good. And this game is over, and it went pretty much according to form. Both teams played hard. Kearney Catholic played really well tonight, outside of some misses inside, but in that first half, really, really solid basketball. And Kearney Catholic wins it 73-32. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Wood River. I want to thank Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here, as always, as it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Get your game on at Misco's. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Kelsey Baugh hit a three-point bucket in the second half. That was her total. She had 4 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart had 7 points. Connor Fisher ends up with a team-high 8 points, and those were all in the fourth quarter. She had 5 rebounds and a block. Julia Rojas had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Matty Lure had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Kelly Bossert had 3 points and a team-high and game-high 9 rebounds. Kaylee Gill hit 4 free throws, 4 points, and 4 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting was good for both teams tonight. 6 of 6 in the first half and 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers for the Eagles, 11 in each half. 11 points at halftime for Wood River. They scored 21 in the second half, 15 of those in the fourth quarter. And the Eagles finished with 32 points, 27 rebounds. 12 out of 16 at the free throw line, 4 of 18 from three-point land, 1 block and 22 turnovers. Wood River falls to 8-12, and they'll play tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the consolation game against either Centura or Ravenna. And then they play 3 times next week, Tuesday at Central Catholic, Minden hosting Thursday, and then hosting Donovan Trumbull next Friday. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show as we take a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Everybody got in for both teams, and for Kearney Catholic, they actually had 11 different players score, led by Michaela Mestel, 21 points tonight. She had 4 rebounds. Shayla Connor had 9 points and 2 rebounds in the game. 2 points for Allie Prasoski tonight, and she had 1 blocked shot. Next, you go to Whitney Colling, 6 points. Those were all in the first quarter for her tonight. Colling also had 1 rebound in the game. For Morgan Studi, she hit a 3-point bucket for her total and had 1 rebound. Theron Baum, right about her average for the year, 12 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Elena Bach, 2 points. Bailey Sokolowski, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Maddie Squires, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Courtney Shundoff, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kayla Shundoff, 2 rebounds, and Megan Anderson, 5.6 rebounds and a block. 16 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Kearney Catholic. They were 9 of 9 in the first half and 8 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 5 of 6, according to my numbers, in the second half. Turnovers, 6 of the first half and 7 in the second half of play. Kearney Catholic had 38 points at halftime. They scored 35 in the second half of the Stars' finish with 73 points, 30 rebounds, 17 out of 21 at the free throw line, 8 of 14 from three-point land, a total of 7 blocks and 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now 18-2 on the season with a 73-32 win over Wood River. They'll play the Centura Ravenna winner in the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If it's Centura, it would be a rematch of last year's championship game, and then they play Centura and Loup City next week to finish up the regular season. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska for decades and continuing to do so in 2013. Get your game on at Misco's. At 8 o'clock, it will be Ravenna and Centura. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with the New Tech Seed pregame show for the third meeting of the year between the Jays and the Centurions, splitting the first two meetings, including an overtime win by Ravenna last week. In the final score, Kearney Catholic 73 and Wood River 32 in the Fort Kearney Conference. The Overton boys up 6 at half, pull away to beat Wilcox-Hildreth 76-42 in the second half, and currently Elm Creek getting ready to play against Axtell on ESPN 1460 from the Viero Events Center. We will be back. Thanks for listening. This is Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Keep it here on Classic Hits for more high school hoops.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.